you own a travel card and travelled on Southwestern services between the 1st of October 2015 and the 20th of August 2017? If so, you might be owed money back for those journeys. My name's Lucy Mayer and I've spoken to Justin Gutman, a consumer rights campaigner who secured £25 million in compensation from Stagecoach Southwestern for 1.4 million train passengers yet to come forward.
I'm Justin Gutman. I'm the class representative in the Boundary Fares action.
So I think the first question is, for people who aren't familiar with the action that you've taken, you know, you've secured £25 million in compensation from Stagecoach Southwestern. That's going to help 1.4 million train passengers. Could you just give us a little bit of a brief history about how you've and why you've secured this compensation, please?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm really pleased to be talking to you today about this this good news that Stagecoach Southwest Trains have settled the case that I brought against them for £25 million. And what happened was that we knew about this boundary fares problem where if you have a travel card and you buy a ticket from central London to a station outside the boundary of your zones of validity, you don't need to pay for the distance between central London and the boundary because it's already paid for on the travel card. But these boundary fares have not been easily available, and customers therefore have been paying twice for parts of their journey. And we've known about this for a long time. In fact, I've been involved in this case since the beginning of 2019, so a long time, partly because this is a new regime under the Consumer Rights Act 2015, which is why the action against Stagecoach Southwest Trains could only begin in October 2015, sadly, because this kind of thing had been going on for many, many years. But anyway, we are now able to get customers to make a claim against this £25 million using the website boundaryfares.com. And it's very simple to register, very simple to make a claim, and all claims will be scrupulously assessed by a professional organisation appointed by the Competition Appeal Tribunal, the CAT.
Who should be claiming?
Anybody who has used Stagecoach Southwest Trains between October the 1st, 2015 and August the 20th, 2017 with a travel card and where they've travelled outside the zones of validity on the travel card. So that's anybody in your catchment area or indeed outside of your catchment area, whether they're in London or the rest of the UK.
And it's taken such a long time. I know you mentioned 2015, October 2015. Why has it taken so long? Is it because Stagecoach hasn't recognised your campaign, or is it simply because this is the process?
That's part of the issue. Stagecoach have argued strongly against this claim, which is fair enough. They're entitled to defend themselves, and they have done vigorously until this settlement was made earlier this year. But the main reason, I have to say, is not actually to do with Stagecoach. It's to do with the development of this new regime of class representatives in the Competition Appeal Tribunal. It's getting quicker now, and that's great for consumers, whatever their problems have been. It's great that class representatives can bring these kind of cases and get them adjudicated on much quicker than mine was in fact the first standalone case under the new regime. That's part of the reason why it's taken so long.
Anything to do with going to court or lawsuits or anything like that tends to put some people off because they're worried about the cost. Is that something you worried about when you first went into it?
Yes, of course, individuals or even small groups could not afford to bring this claim. It would be impossible. There's 1.4 million people, we calculate, who are affected in very different ways. Some will have small claims, but some people who, say, travel regularly to Bournemouth or Exeter or Reading, these sorts of places from central London, on a regular basis, every weekend or every month or whatever, will be entitled to claim maybe hundreds of pounds. I can't say, I don't know. But finding these people is what we're trying to do right now. And we're trying to get them to go to our website, boundaryfairs.com, and check out the process, which is extremely simple and easy, despite the fact that they have to think back almost 10 years, of course. But all they have to do, some people won't have to produce any evidence at all for small claims, except, of course, the name and address. But other people will have to produce some basic evidence of a transaction. And we've checked with all the British banks, and it's very easy to get bank statements going back as far as 10 years.
1.4 million train passengers could be eligible for compensation. Yeah. How many have come forward so far?
We've only just got going, really. So it's very early days. We're hoping, obviously, to get as many people as possible. During the course of this week, I'll be doing a lot of interviews like this and talking to all kinds of people who can help us to drive people to boundaryfairs.com. And then we're hoping that by the closing of the claim period, which is in fact the 10th of January, we will have a substantial proportion of that 1.4 million. We'll see. We're hoping that on this particular interview on Radio Jackie, because you have an audience distributed throughout the Southwest Trains area, we're hoping that people will tell their friends and family, hey, there is this way that you can make a claim if you've had a travel card and used it for travel outside of the zones, and you may be entitled to quite a large claim. It's worth the effort. It'll take 2 minutes to access the website, 2 minutes to check how to proceed, and then you just wait until the whole process is audited at the beginning of January.
Thank you, Justin. Yes, I mean, it definitely makes sense for people to just check, because like you said, it's 2 minutes of their time and it might help them significantly.
That's absolutely true. And so I'm very, very pleased that we've reached a settlement with Stagecoach Southwest Trains. We are continuing, sadly, to be pursuing the other train operating companies, Thameslink, Southern, South East, Gatwick Express, and that action continues. And anybody who thinks they may have been travelling on those services can also find out about where we are with that action on the boundaryfairs.com website.
That's lovely. Thank you. Charles, did you want to say anything?
The only thing, and actually Justin's covered this off already, is it's unrealistic to expect that people have their printed out tickets for these train journeys, because like you said, Lucy, they happened so long ago that the best way to prove if you traveled or not is through a bank statement. And so I suppose the only additional point would be to reassure people that you don't need to have kept ticket stubs or have taken pictures of your tickets. That isn't necessary to make a claim here.
Yeah, so they're not going to come up against someone who says, oh, you must have your original ticket.
No, exactly.
Absolutely not. I think most people don't keep tickets. And most people, in fact, don't keep bank statements for very long. But the point we want to make, Charles and I, is that we don't want any barriers to people accessing the website and pursuing this claim. And that's why we checked with the banks and found out that it's incredibly easy to get hold of your bank statements. And obviously, it's incredibly easy to check, did I make a payment to Stagecoach Southwest Trains?
Yeah.
Or did I make a payment to TfL for a travel card?
And if you're a regular user, do you have to prove your journey, or it's just the amount that you paid?
I think it's just the amount you paid, pretty sure. Obviously, it would be good if you could recollect which station you travelled from and where to make it a more substantial, easier process. But at the end of the day, if you know that you've paid, you know, 50 quid for a ticket, there will be a way in which we can look at that.